MGM, which needs local voter approval before it can apply for a state gaming license, has poured $1 million into the referendum campaign. There was an advertising blitz. Campaign volunteers knocked on 28,000 doors and made thousands of phone calls. MGM executives met with key neighborhood and civic groups. MGM CEO James Murin is confident.
What I've been told is this is one of the most ambitious, energetic campaigns that has been run in this community.
Casino opponents have staged rallies and have stood holding signs at busy traffic intersections. MGM faces competition for the Western Massachusetts casino license from Hard Rock International in West Springfield and Mohegan Sun in Palmer. Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.